Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's 8th day of June, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got, we're supposed to have thunderstorms. I mean, it's been blowing and clouds and getting dark, and man, maybe it'll start banging here in a little bit. Hopefully. We could use a little rain. Why not? Rinse things off, clean the air, clean the chemtrails out of the air. Anyway, that being said, we're up to the 8th article for the People's Bill of Rights, and we'll jump into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, the 8th article for the People's Bill of Rights reads, excessive bells should not be required, comma, nor excessive fines imposed, comma, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. And every one of these has, of course, been violated, just like all the other articles of our unalienable Bill of Rights, which means it cannot be touched, it cannot be violated. The 9th article being the clincher that says that no authority can be created within the boundaries of the United States that can, well, that can infringe or disparage these rights. Excessive bells should not be required. Well, now the word excessive would come into play when you're talking about that particular clause. I mean, $1 million bell. I mean, wow. I mean, somebody like me, that's like no bell. That's just saying there is no bell. But to somebody with, you know, a billionaire, a hundred millionaire even, think about it. A billion dollar bill, well, it's already been paid. You know, it's been taken care of. The credit card, ching, ching, I'm out of here. We've seen, no bells, like I said before, you know, nor excessive fines imposed. No bells. I mean, you're looking at the Bundys. They've been in jail now, 16 months without a trial or without bail? And, I mean, what exactly are they accused of doing? Interfering with a government official? Really? And then at the same time, we've covered articles on this broadcast talking about these illegal aliens, people in our country that aren't supposed to be here. Here is an act of felony because they've come time and time again. That have, I mean, hurt people. Like one girl was killed in a car wreck where with a guy that hit her was drunk. He was an illegal alien, drunk. Well, they let him out on $10,000 bail, and he went to Mexico. So he'll hang out down there a while, come back as another name into one of these sanctuaries, and kill some more Americans. Again, you know, you look at the Hatari militia. When the bogus arrests of them occurred about 4 years now. But they sat in jail for 2 years without, because you can't have bail. If the government makes charge against you, we can just say no bail because it's the government and you're in mad morality and they can do as they please because they're not operating within the law. They are denying you your basic rights under the Bill of Rights, your absolute rights. You are the authority above them. But this is how far things have gone. It has turned 180 degrees around. To where they, you know, they, you talk about them, you know, stealing $1 trillion. Well, they're just too aristocratic to jail. Even to charge. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dion. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you today, brother?
I'm doing quite well. You know, I'm so glad you brought that up today about all this because, you know, I was just sitting back and I was just thinking last night, you know, I have got to the point now, man, I realize no matter what, if you go to the kangaroo courts, you will never get no justice. And if you, no matter what, if you try to go by all their proper procedures, you will still be sent up under the jail cell. So, you know, I just made my mind up, man. I'm just going to go. I'm going out with a fight, you know. They come to me about anything, man, it's going to be a fight to the death for me. And I mean, because there would be no justice.
Of course not. When they come at you in the first place, it's a crime that they're coming at you. Because they have no authority. They've never had the authority. We're a self-governing people. The only one that can come after you, that can come after me, is another American national, and they better have just cause, or else it'll come right back on them and cut them the other way. I've told people this, and I've had to tell people this in my private life, because they all know, hey, Henry knows the law. Let's go. I mean, I got a problem, man. I better go talk to Henry. I just tell him, there's nothing I can do for you. The bottom line is there is no law. Yeah, the law would protect you in about every instance. In fact, any instance where the government was coming at you because they have no authority, they have no jurisdiction over you. But the fact is the law has been removed. We are living under a rogue dictatorship where they make the rules as they go along. We looked at in 2008 with the so-called derivatives bubble. You know, they call it the derivatives bubble broke. No, that was international fraud. That came to surface because it was a Ponzi scheme that finally hit the pyramid and there was nobody left there with any money. And so, I mean, all of the perpetrators were identified, one of them being Steven Mnuchin, who is sitting in your White House right now, the head of CEO for Goldman Sachs during the theft. And all of these very important, these aristocrats were identified. These are the people that committed international fraud that cost you and I $16 trillion. Not you and I. They borrowed it in our grand. They didn't spend our inheritance and our life's work. They're up to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren now. But they, Steve Mnuchin, I mean, he got caught embezzling money is what it really comes down to. And, well, you know, he can't lose no money. And the bank can't lose no money. Somebody's got to make up for that stolen money because there's a big open hole there with a vacuum on it that needs to be filled with money. Well, who should do that? Well, the American people. Who did they commit the fraud upon? Well, the American people. That's who the victims should pay. The victims of the crime should pay. This is how, like I said, 180 degrees off, people. So we borrowed. How did we pay that, by the way? Well, that's right. We borrowed the money from Steve Mnuchin. To give to Steve Mnuchin so that we would, and now we owe that same money that we paid off his crime with to Steve Mnuchin with interest. And now they're here to use all of that wealth through, accumulated through that fraud will buy up our country. And then we can work for Steve Mnuchin as a slave so we can have a bowl of rice and a fish head every day. That way we'll fit in with the rest of the world. No excessive fines imposed. I mean, again, here, excessive, the word excessive, an excessive fine, you know, if you're a person barely making it and, you know, you got to the point to where you couldn't even afford, insurance on your car, but you still, you're trying to get to work, man. You're trying to, I mean, you have to, you got to eat. So they catch you with no insurance on your car. They impound your car and, you know, you lose your car to begin with because you can't afford, if God dang it, if you had to, $200 to go to the impound yard, you'd have bought insurance with it. You didn't want your car taken. You didn't want to have to be in that situation. You got to get to work. Now you're walking or catching a ride if you can. But no, let's get them into court. And let's take this person who cannot afford $200 for insurance and let's fine them $10,000 and let them go to some classes and. Now that is excessive. That's beyond excessive. It's outrageous. Not to mention, never in any jurisdiction for any of it. None of it. But then again, you take your billionaire, he just like the BP spill, you know, they go and they ruin the whole Gulf Coast and you know, or maybe let's just take one of their scams where they make $100 billion. They made $100 billion off an illegal act that they committed. They get caught, but it's a corporation, but corporations are people, but corporations can't be put in jail because they're really not people. They are just a piece of paper. So what do? They fine the corporation. You're going to pay, he had to pay $10 million fine. Better get somebody in Congress making a law against that because that's excessive. When he stole $10 billion, and this has been going on right in front of our eyes, just along with the rest of this insanity. Nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Again, the Bundys have been held 16 months in jail. They have committed no crime. There is, under our common law, that they are protected by. They can't even be where they're at. They are political prisoners being politically persecuted. And the Hatari militia, they had done nothing. Spent 2 years, 2 years of their lives gone, spent in prison. Waiting to get up to the point. I mean, we've talked yesterday about, or maybe it was the day before, about the indictments. That's why you had the grand jury. Because we talked about the minimum for an indictment was that if you offered no defense, that you could still be found guilty with no defense. So that's when you get the true bill. But I mean, when you get into court, you look at the Hatari case. I mean, they allowed them no defense. But the charges, I mean, just that went before that grand jury, which were what they were charged on, they were so ludicrous that the jury acquitted anyway. Because it just couldn't, I mean, it was just an impossibility. It's just, we're the government and we want you to put these people in jail for 100 years, okay? And it had been, and for so long, it had been, yeah, of course, if the government wants them in jail, they must be dangerous to me. Oh, I'm scared, I better put them in jail. But it's finally reached a point to where it's, and again, up in Portland, Oregon, you know, the acquittals. It's coming to the point to where they have pushed it so far that the common dumb person out there is seeing it for what it is. Excuse me, I got a cough. Oh, allergies. Going back to the cruel and unusual imprisonment, here these people were 2 years in prison. And all the money that was spent, you know, they took all their stuff. I mean, this broke up, you know, their families, their homes were there. They lost their homes. They lost their jobs. They lost everything. How cruel and unusual is that? Well, when you're the government doing it, well, this is what we do. You are the plebs. We govern over you. We own you, slave. Destroyed their lives. I mean, and then it turned around, and it's the same thing with the Bundys. I mean, this is costing those people big time. And not to mention their precious freedom. I mean, if you've never been jailed illegally, like I have, I signed in, I was a political prisoner. It's on the paperwork. You can go look at it. You think about something that makes you feel just complete rage. Outrage! It's serving time as a political prisoner, and that's what the Bundys are doing right now. And that old man, he's like 78, 79 years old. I mean, it's the last of his life. You talk about cruel and unusual. And then we talk about Chicago, you know, it was a couple of years ago, they were busted, you know, they were torturing people there in Chicago. They had a little torture center going for the government. And it was a real good deal for you and me. And for, you know, it was brought into the limelight, but I never heard about it being shut down. I'm betting they're torturing somebody right now as I'm talking to you. This is so far gone, people. It is the exact opposite of what it was supposed to be. So if it was supposed to be freedom and liberty, it is slavery and servitude. This is where we're at. And it will not change. And if you have any notions that there's somehow these people are going, well, they're going to wake up, they're going to have a bad dream and wake up and, oh, all of a sudden they have a conscience. Give it up. There is one way that we're going to settle this, and it's the old Irish way. It's with guns and knives and fists and clubs, rakes, pitchforks, torches. That's how this has to be settled. They won't have it any other way. They've made that clear. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what I mean? You're 100% right, man. You know, these guys, they go around, they commit fraud, they commit felony. You know, they steal from much every which way from under the sun. Then, you know, I get pulled over about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the cop gets up beside me, hey, you know why I pulled you over? I said, I told him, shut up. I said, yeah, you revenue generator. No, you didn't have a seatbelt on. I said, wow, really? A seatbelt? I said, who was I bothering without having a seatbelt on? Because y'all made this arbitrary little statute and code that I must wear a seatbelt, so you pulled me over. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, man. We live under such tyranny, man. People can't even realize it. And it is so shameful, man. It really is.
It is a shame. It's a shame on us that it gets to the point, you don't want to call them your countrymen. I mean, you got to know that this is a small percentage.
They're cowards, man. They're
yes,
cowards.
They are. And this is a small percentage that is doing it to the rest of us. And that, like your seatbelt there, they have no authority to tell you to wear a seatbelt or anything else. The authority does not exist. They cannot, I mean, it would, the only way somebody could tell you that you needed to wear a seatbelt and they would be laughed, you would countersue them and take everything they got, would be to file into a common law court and try to say you caused them some kind of damage by not wearing a seatbelt. This is for the insurance companies that have now, through the Obamacare, have become just like the IRS. Where you have corporate entities with policing powers. And it's always been here because when all of these agencies were created, they were created with zero authority, zero acquiescence of authority. Go ahead.
And there's no victim. Who's the victim?
Well, exactly. See, that's what we talk about, those writs. Now, if you say you were in jail for the terrible crime of not wearing a seatbelt, and then you could file a writ of habeas corpus saying, show me the cause, show me the victim, show me the corpse. And it couldn't be shown. But this is why they tell you, well, the writs have been removed. See, what you don't know is they're trying to tell you that these writs, that we're not going to take them writs in our court. You have no choice. We are the authority. Either we're the authority here, people, or we are slaves. This is what people need to really cop to. Are you telling me that you're a slave and you're admitting you're a slave and slavery's all right with you? Because that's the only other option. These people have no authority over you. There is no lawful authority. In fact, it is what they're doing is forbidden. When they pulled Dion over there, Dion, they did have a warrant. They had a couple of affidavits for detaining you, correct? Dion? Dion must have backed out.
No, they didn't have nothing.
Well, see what I'm saying to you? And that, what kind of cop was it? Was it a sheriff or a city pig or what?
He was an old city pig, old city pig.
Okay, so you got a city cop.
He was sitting on the side of the road. He was just sitting on the side of the road trying to catch, revenue generating. He's sitting on the side of the road trying to, catch people, going over, 2 or 3 miles over the speed limit. And he saw I didn't have a seatbelt on. I said, really?
Wow. The thing here is that the city, see, they can't exist. We never authorized no policing forces in this country. We are the policing forces in this country. The militia is the only policing forces outside of in the common law. We have sheriffs and constables to serve process, to keep the peace. That's why they call them peace officers. So that if you do have a conflict and you have to, because you have to work within the law, you want to work within the law, you want a peaceful society to live in. So you go and you get the constable or the sheriff. If this person, if there's such an adversary situation between you and another person, this paper has to be served, sheriff. You take that over there to Joe Blow and the sheriff takes it over. The process is served. They can go back and forth. It's like a mediator. And, or if you're going to arrest somebody. I mean, and with your right to arrest, and you're going to arrest him, you take the sheriff with you to make sure everything goes peaceably. You're going to go up and you're going to peaceably arrest them. But if they try to resist a lawful arrest that has been perpetrated through a true process of law within the common law, you have the right to arrest them anyhow. But I mean, this is what, again, 180 degrees backwards from what it's supposed to be. And every day we allow this to go on, it gets worse. I mean, people have to realize that. I mean, we always hear about, you know, they're coming up, the stock market's looking real good, and we got more than full employment. You know, we got so much employment, we're plus over full employment. We're so employed, man, we need to get more people in here. That's how employed we are in this country. You hear the lies, lie after lie, and you just sit there and we're taking it, people. We are taking this. We do not have to. This Bill of Rights is our law. I mean, if this isn't law, there is no law. And right now, there is no law. But to step up and say, we're going to enforce this, we're absolutely in the right. We are standing on the highest high ground that could ever exist because we're defying tyranny. Just like, I mean, the founders, they made heroes out of the aristocrats who hijacked the uprising back that they call the American Revolution. But the bottom line is here, you could be no more righteous than that they were considered the most righteous people on the planet. Everybody envied the freedom and liberty that we had. What a farce, man. What a frickin' farce. Because it was already attacked before it ever really got going. Anyhow, let's see. We got to go through that, and I'm glad. That will go to the 9th. That'll be tomorrow. We'll get this finished up probably around Tuesday, but... We are going to hit the USS Liberty, and we're going to hit it hard because so many people are, Frank Face had called into Spike's program, Hammering the New World Order, and I talked about the fact that Alex Jones going over to InfoWars, and he found not a mention of it. Now, this is supposed to be the alternative tip to the spear, don't you know? The one out there exposing all the evil, don't you know? No, he is a two-bit Zionist shill. He is paid by the Israelis. That's how, I've achieved. Yeah, you've achieved. You've been put where you are. You're nothing. You're a two-bit con man, just like the rest of these so-called reporters. But, of course, there was nothing about the Liberty on InfoWars because, if you would have it up there, look at how, millions of people, millions of more people. That's why Alex Jones gets to be where he's at because he will not put up nothing about the Liberty because, it's between him and his Zionist buddies. Well, we got to keep things. I'm sure he can find a good excuse for his tyranny if anybody ever called him on it. Well, it's more important to keep it over here like this and then to, throw it up like that. And the Israelis don't really know. The Israelis are dog shit. They've always been dog shit. They are the ones that have caused the misery that so many of us are living right now today. They're at the root of it. LBJ, that's Lyndon Baines Johnson, left USS Liberty crew to die, and he did. We often come up here and they're joking, and Katie will come up and tell me exactly why Israel's our most trusted and wonderful partner. But when we look at this, what's going on today with this Russian probe, we got the Russian probe going. Somebody from the Trump campaign, and they're all scallywags, they're all traitors, Trump, every one of them. But I'm just talking to you about a hypocrisy here. Trump, somebody talked to a Russian. Somebody might have talked to the leader of Russia during the campaign. If I remember correctly, during the campaign, other candidates went over to goddamn Israel, went there and got down and kissed old Netanyahu's ring and his ass thereafter. I think that he was during our campaign. Wasn't that when he came over here and addressed our Congress? And then went into the back rooms and got told every secret. The Israelis who have been caught spying on us. Why is that country so important to us people? And I know, because it's a free democracy friend of ours or some kind of shit like that. But I'm not buying into it, are you? LBJ, left USS Liberty crew to die. And this, the people should know this. And Alex Jones, he's calling himself Tip Spear. I'm telling the truth. It's just some truth you don't want to tell because this is a truth that every American should know. Why they're being told that it's all right to go over to Israel and lobby for campaign money. And they did. They went to Israel, both candidates, and lobbied And I mean, raised campaign funds, people. But don't talk to a Russian. Don't talk to the head of the probably your greatest threat to your country. You know, somebody that you'd really like to keep the a no trouble kind of relationship going. Maybe we can get along because we could destroy this whole planet. Don't talk to him. Well, you can go talk to Benjamin Netanyahu. Then he can go talk to the Russian and come back and tell you what you and the Russian are going to do. Now that works. I mean, you talk about insanity right in your face and people just lapping it up like dog puke. Well, just the retards, just the 25%. 25% that we're going to have to deal with before this is over with. This is from Rents.com. It was sent in by Angel. After State Department officials and historians assembled in Washington, D.C. to discuss the 1967 war in the Middle East, I am compelled to speak out about the U.S. history's most shocking cover-ups. On June 8, 1967, Israel attacked our proud naval ship of the it's a weird word, of the USS Liberty. Killing. I mean, I don't get this. 34 American servicemen and killing 34 servicemen and wounding 172. Those men were then betrayed and left to die by our own government. And I mean, this one thing here, you know, if people come up and try to defend, I guess they were over there defending our freedom and liberty, and they died an honorable death defending our freedom and liberty. And just, that's all you need to know. But if the would-be people who would serve in the military, and those even in service to the military, this is one thing, they knew this. This is a fact. This happened. You talk about betrayal, and this is who you're going to go fight for against me? Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll jump back into this when we return in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us, and that's where we're at today. Anytime you come into the trenches, you're down here with the rest of us, and we're talking about the USS Liberty. The attack, 1967 Israeli blatant attack on our surveillance ship, an intelligence gathering ship. They couldn't tell that's what, no, that was, they, I think, well, it goes on in here, to, I think they say that they thought it was a Egyptian troop ship, which is, I mean, completely beyond ridiculous, and explains why. We'll go on into it. U.S. military rescue aircraft were recalled, not once, but twice, through direct intervention by the Johnson administration. This means the president said, I mean, people wanted, that these sailors on the USS Liberty, they put out distress calls. We're under attack. I mean, this is supposed to be your Navy. This is supposed to be your Navy. Calls another Navy. I think there was an aircraft carrier in the area, but, I mean, calling for help. And, I mean, they were ready to go. I mean, we're being attacked. We're your Navy. Oh, no, we got orders from headquarters, from Washington, D.C. I mean, they're under attack. Not even to stop the attack. I mean, you're talking about saving people. I mean, these are it's supposed to be your comrades in arms. But no, you've been called back. The president, I guess he wants that brand new ship put to the bottom of the, I don't know if I may, probably in the Persian Gulf. I'm not sure about that. I think it was Egypt, so it could have been the Mediterranean. I'm not sure. At any rate, U.S. military aircraft were recalled not once, but twice through direct interventions by the Johnson administration. Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara's cancellation of the Navy's attempt to rescue the Liberty, which I personally confirmed from the commanders of the aircraft carriers, America and Saratoga. So you had two aircraft carriers there while an American ship was under attack. And man, the president of your United States, that dictator, LBJ, he calls, no, let him sink it. Let them kill all those sailors. Let them do it. And you want, and this is what I was talking about before we went to break. The people who are in the service are being duped into going into the service. Every one of them should know about this, don't you think? This is the government that you're going to let you are going to turn your will over to. That when if they tell you to charge that machine gun nest, man, you're going at it. You're going to charge that machine gun nest. These are this is the honest government that you will be defending, because you sure as hell are not defending the people's Bill of Rights, our freedoms and liberties. You never have. Let's see, where we commanders, we say America and Saratoga was the most disgraceful act I witnessed in my entire military career. Well, that's probably saying something. To add insult to injury, Congress to this day has failed to hold formal hearings on Israel's attack on the American ship. No official investigation of Israel's attack has ever permitted the testimony of the surviving crew members. Well, you wouldn't want them there. We talked about due process the other day. And this is in the Admiralty. I mean, this is how outrageous we're being treated. And well, just like the Bundys, this is how we're being treated in the courts today, with this same arbitrary injustice. Of course, the surviving crew members wouldn't have relative testimony to an attack on their ship. A 1967 investigation by the Navy, upon which all other reports are based, has now been fully discredited as a cover-up by its senior attorney, Captain Ward Boston, in a sworn affidavit recently revealed. This article is from 2004, by the way. I was looking for a good one for the day. Recently revealed that the court was ordered by the White House to cover up the incident and find that Israel's attack was a case of mistaken identity. A cover, I mean, just, again, blatantly and in your face. They used to, I mean, when this first happened, from what Mark was saying this morning, the admiral, he took off his military insignia and just became a sailor for a little bit and said, yeah, I know, that foreign country did attack, just killed your brothers in arms and stuff, and it was wrong, it was everything wrong, and put his stuff back on and said, if any of you say a word about it, we'll have you and your families killed. This is the government that you would go serve, you people that thinking about it, you people who have served. This is the government you served. It's not a good government. It's not our government. Some distinguished colleagues and I found an independent commission to investigate the attack on the USS Liberty. After an exhaustive review of previous reports, naval and other military records, including eyewitness testimony from the survivors, we recently presented our findings on Capitol Hill. They concluded. Israeli reconnaissance aircraft closely studied the Liberty during an 8-hour period prior to the attack, one flying within 200 feet of the ship. Weather reports confirmed the day was clear with unlimited visibility. So this is no excuse. I mean, they saw it. They saw the flag. They saw the ship. They saw the numbers on the ship. It said U.S. Navy. The Liberty was a clearly marked American ship in international waters. Well, there you go. Flying an American flag and carrying a large U.S. naval hull letters and numbers on its bow. So, we knew it was ludicrous, the notion that you didn't know the difference between a brand new American naval ship and some old Egyptian troop ship. Yeah, they don't look nothing alike, and they knew exactly what they were doing. There's been speculation that they had picked up communiques talking about the murder of Egyptian prisoners by the Israelis. But the common belief is that, you know, this, it was to go to the bottom, not only to cover that up, but and then we could stomp Israel for Zion. Stomp Egypt, excuse me, for Zion. And to conquer Egypt for Zion, the Suez Canal, and all the goodies that goes with it.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
You know, I just was reading that the military is so hard up for enlistment that they're offering a $90,000 bonus if you enlist right now.
Well, it's...
I mean, they're really stretched.
It's coming down to a mercenary force, Mark. If you go and join up with them, you're joining up with an international mafia group. You're thugs. That's all you are. That's not me. That's the definition of the language. What do you call it when it's a private army that goes and kills people for their resources? I gotta believe that you're absolutely correct. I mean, The young people out there, I mean, they're really more in tune to this. The ones that aren't captured in cyber world with playing games and sitting on the couch, the ones that are actually out there having to make a living and work in the workforce, they're quite aware of what's going on. And it used to be that people were pretty easily deceived because it was across the board. I mean, you had the good old boys on the right and the communists on the left, and they all agreed on one thing: you should join the army and kill for them, no matter who was in the driver's seat. But
it's all like special forces now, man. There's no more, you know, like what it used to be in the, you know, Gomer Pyle days. It's all... when you join now, it's like, just like you said, it's all specialized militia. You know,
special forces, it's special forces and contractors. I mean, a lot of the killing that's going on in your name's being privatized now, people. That's another thing you should understand. Yeah, I mean, it was made clear in the Constitution, what was our Constitution, that only Congress could declare war, and you had to say what that war was about, and you had to say, when we win this war, how are we going to say, well, at this point we've won, and the war's over? No, this is international mafiosa. No two ways about it. Thugs. Look at Libya. We sent mercenaries in there to destabilize that government, kill their leader. And I mean, nobody's arguing this. And now in Syria, same thing. And we're doing it for who? Oh, that's Zion. That's right. The Israelis, the same people that, well, attacked the USS Liberty and killed 34 Americans and wounded 172 more. They even strafed when they put them onto the life raft. So that, I mean, because the ship, I mean, it's being hammered. Napalm. I mean, there's no mistake in what was going on here. And then Johnson, don't nobody go over there and stop it. Don't nobody go and stop it. Again, you think about the Bundys, you know, up there in sitting in prison because they interfered with a federal official. I got to wonder, is the Navy, they're pretty federal officials, aren't they? I mean, that's about as federal as it could get, isn't it? Interfered with them, attacked them. Nobody, I mean, this is a crime. This is an international crime. This is a war crime. This is actually, because it happened in international waters, this is piracy, which you're supposed to be hung for. And not even one of them got a reprimand. In fact, Mark said this morning on his program that they have one of the life rafts from the USS Liberty in Israel. They have it in a museum over there to mark when they did it. They were real proud of what they did, people. And it wasn't no accident. And again, you know, why isn't Alex Jones, I mean, this man who really believes in truth and getting to the truth so that we can be free? Shouldn't you start right here with your master's buddy? But then again, he wouldn't have a multi-million-dollar operation if he told the truth, would he? He'd be like the rest of us. He'd be down here with the rest of us. Let's see here. Okay, we were at 200 feet of the ship. Weather reports confirmed the day was clear with unlimited visibility. The Liberty was a clearly marked American ship. Despite claims by Israeli intelligence that they confused the Liberty with a small Egyptian transport, the Liberty was conspicuously different from any vessel in the Egyptian Navy. It was the most sophisticated intelligence ship in the world in 1967, with its massive radar antenna, including a large satellite dish. It looked like a large lobster and was one of the most easily identifiable ships afloat. And I mean, we don't have to keep beating that dead horse. Of course, they knew exactly what they're doing. They took one of the rafts over there to brag about it, the murder they committed. It is murder too, by the way. Israel attempted to prevent the Liberty's radio operations from sending a call for help by jamming American emergency radio channels, but they didn't know it was American ship. Well, they didn't jam no Egyptian radio signals because they jammed them American ones but the calls did get through, people. The calls from an American ship in distress, under attack to its sister ships in the Navy, aircraft carriers, part of the fleet force over there. Hey, we're under attack. You've watched all the movies, you know, Midway and the wars in the Pacific and what might have you. You know how they coordinated the Navy and you know how they die for each other. Excuse me. And, you know, you got to wonder about, you know, the people on those other ships when they got the call to come back, you know, scramble. One of our ships is under attack. Scramble. Get in your planes. Get over there. Shoot these bastards who are trying to kill our people. Oh, wait a minute. Stand down. Why? Why stand down? I mean, how did they contain this? That shows you how deeply rooted the corruption is. I mean, and this isn't your military. This military is commanded out of Tel Aviv. I mean, at least since 1967, don't you think? How could this have been allowed? Well, because it's just par for the course. Because those people are so important to us. I mean, a sacrifice of, you know, 34 people getting killed and 170. That's, oh, God, can we do more for you, Israel? We need you so much because Katie always comes up and tells me it's because of the only other free democracy in the Middle East. And me and Katie laugh about it. Okay, now here where are we? Okay, we're into these. Okay, they go here. With its massive radio antenna, including a large satellite dish, it looked like a lobster. And it starts in just a list of what they did. Israel attempted to prevent the Liberty's radio operations from sending a call for help by jamming American emergency radio channels. Israel torpedo boats, machine gunned lifeboats at close range that had been lowered to rescue more seriously wounded. Strafing, that's an international crime, right? I don't give a shit if it was Egyptians. You're in a lifeboat. They did this. And you don't think they did. I mean, we talk about it all the time up there in the Gaza Strip, dropping phosphorus bombs, outlawed, internationally outlawed. And the pictures of kids down on the ground with the phosphorus burning into their bodies. But, hey, it's Israel. It's the chosen people. We're just their cattle. I mean, amongst the cattle can have a beef, but not with the master, not with the gods. As a result of our commission concluded that there is compelling evidence that Israel's attack was a deliberate attempt to destroy an American ship and kill her entire crew. And they did. They intended to kill every single one of them. When you're strafing lifeboats, man, that ain't war. That's frickin' murder. And it would be murder. I mean, well, like I said. You know, the Bundys, they interfered with a BLM going out and shuffling papers. And look at, man, there is a consequence when you mess with the federal government. Well, unless you're Israel. And then you own the federal government. It's your lapdog. The White House knowingly covered up the facts of this attack from the American people. Well, duh. Now what? I mean, we can come on here and shout it to the moon. Why isn't Alex Jones? I mean, here's a cover up. Here's a conspiracy, Alan. This isn't a theory. This is a conspiracy fact. It seems like you would be all over this son of a gun on the 50th anniversary of its occurrence. The truth continues to be concealed to the present day in what can only be termed a national disgrace. Of course it is. And you people out there, do you think Trump don't know about this? You don't think that Trump ain't received some tweets today about the USS Liberty? That while he's over there with his son-in-law, what the heck's his name? I'm not going to get it. His son-in-law is over there, Kushner, is over there in Israel, and he went over there and kissed the Israelis' ass, went and humped the wall, and put his little beanie on and got in line and, you know, just dropped right down to his knees right in front of old Netanyahu, and it wasn't to kiss his ring. Do you think he knows about this treachery? You think he's acquiesced to that treachery? You think that he smiles about that treachery because you're so stupid that you would go along with it? The truth continues to be concealed. What was Israel's motive in launching this attack? Congress must address this question with full cooperation from the National Security Agency. And being as they were at war with Egypt and we had our fleet over there, I got to think that they were wanting us to kill Egypt for them. Go bomb it. Come on, American goyim. We need our goyim over there dying in the meat machine. We want Egypt. We want the Suez Canal. We want that power. We want our Zionist empire. And it finally, in the end, it is the earth people that they claim as theirs. You better get that through your heads, too, you people. You good, Judeo-Christians? You good Judeo-Zionist Christians? The whole world, and you're nothing but goyim either. As you're worshiping them, they're looking at you like a dog, because that's what you are. You're beneath a dog. And I'll stand on that. I mean, I'll call you that you're beneath a dog. Right to your face as I spit in your face. The men of the USS Liberty represented the United States. Well, you'd think so, being on a, you know, United States warship. They were attacked for 2 hours, and that's really one of the things that just should, I mean, complete the outrage. A 2-hour attack. As all the American forces that could have helped them in the area were being told to stand down. You know, if it was just a case of mistaken identity and Johnson found out about it in time to tell those other ships, why he was making that call to tell them other ships to stand down, couldn't he got on the old red phone and called up the president of Israel and said, hey, man, you're attacking our ship. And then the president of Israel picked up and go, we made a mistake. Or no, because that wasn't what was going on. Now, was it? No, that ship was supposed to be destroyed. It was supposed to be sent to the bottom of the sea. And everybody was supposed to have been killed. And then America, God damn, you think of how mad we'd have been back then. 1967? All right, we're in Vietnam, but hey, I don't give a shit. Those Egyptians are going to pay. Where do I sign up? I'm going over there and kill me some Egyptians. That was the purpose. With full cooperation from the National Security Agency. The Central Intelligence Agency. And the military intelligence services, a contradiction in terms. The men of the USS Liberty represented the United States. They were attacked for 2 hours, causing 70% of American casualties and the eventual loss of our best intelligence ship. Oh, geez, for the Israelis. It's just a damn shame that captain had the balls to stand there with a bullet in his belly and pull his men through and get through that attack. That son of a bitch should have taken out and shot. I guess Mark said he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor because he had to be, but they took him in a back parking lot and gave it to him, told him he couldn't talk about it. I got to believe that. I don't know what could have stopped me from just going ballistic if I had been that captain. That captain could have, he should have put together a force of military and went and started arresting people. You think about it. That's how far it's gone. Anybody that thinks that some good guy is going to come along on a white horse and solve all this for us, you better look at this pretty damn close. They attacked a naval ship. It was covered up with force. Threatening to kill people and their families of the people who were going to serve for freedom and liberty. Boy, they were serving for excuse me. These allergies are paying hell on me today. For freedom and liberty.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I remember watching that on TV when I was a kid back in elementary school, how they just kept on running that on for weeks and talking about, oh, what a mistake it was, and blah, blah, blah. And it was one of those undercover ships of ours, and they mistook it for some of them Egyptians down there, whatever. And it had markings on it.
An undercover ship with, 20-foot markings down the side of it and a big American flag flying over it? Oops.
A huge 20-foot American flag on there,
Yeah. Whatever, man. I'll take that bridge. That oceanfront property down there in
that.
Phoenix.
It was all a bunch of, you could tell it was just, when I think about it later, I could tell how they were just covering it up, man. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, my goodness.
All they had to have is that honest media, Walter Cronkite. Nobody's going to doubt what old Walter would tell you. The Israelis, and that's the way it is. Anyways, guys, this is the way it is. We're at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, that's the way it is, and that is the Word from the Trenches.